BBC News with David Austin. Talks to end a crippling strike in South Africa's platinum mines have collapsed after the government abandoned mediation efforts between mine owners and workers. The government intervened in May to try to end months of deadlock. Andrew Harding reports from Johannesburg.
This is a serious blow for South Africa's economy and for tens of thousands of families affected by the country's longest strike. The latest talks have been mediated by the new mining minister, Ngoako Ramatlodi, but he's now dissolved those talks, leaving the world's three largest platinum mines still closed for business and the wider economy slouching towards recession. A new mining union, AMCU, has been demanding more than double the basic wage. This follows the death in 2012 of 34 striking miners shot by police. Trust between unions, employers and government has since evaporated.
The leaders of Britain, Germany and the Netherlands are meeting in Sweden for talks about the future of the European Union. The German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, has publicly backed Jean-Claude Juncker, a diplomat from Luxembourg, to become the next president of the European Commission, but the other three countries oppose his candidacy. The British Prime Minister, David Cameron, said that all four leaders wanted a reformed EU.
We want to see a European Union that's more open, more competitive, more flexible, one that does less pointless interference, but also is effective in helping to get growth and jobs. Now, obviously, there's a link to that agenda and the people who should be running these institutions, but this meeting today is really about content, about what Europe should be doing in the next few years.
Government inspectors in England have found that a number of schools have been infiltrated by radical Muslims who used intimidation to impose their ideology on them. The inspectors found that five state-run schools in the city of Birmingham had failed to safeguard pupils against extremism. The chief inspector, Sir Michael Wilshaw, said he was shocked by the findings.
We found evidence that some head teachers, including those with a proud record of raising standards, have been marginalised or forced out of their jobs. This has left a vacuum in which schools previously rated good or outstanding have suffered enormous staff turbulence, a collapse in morale and a rapid decline in their overall effectiveness.
Parkview Education Trust, which runs three of the schools, insists that it doesn't tolerate or promote extremism of any kind. The Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has announced a general amnesty for prisoners in the country, but it's not clear if this means that opposition activists or rebels might be among those released. The amnesty appears to be the most wide-ranging that President Assad has issued since the uprising against his rule started in 2011. World News from the BBC. Sepp Blatter, the head of International Football's governing body FIFA, has said that allegations of corruption over the choice of Qatar to host the 2022 World Cup tournament are motivated by racism. Addressing a meeting of African football officials in Brazil, Mr. Blatter said this was the kind of behaviour that FIFA needed to combat. A new report in the United States has revealed widespread failure in health care provision for military veterans. The investigation follows reports that some veterans had died because they hadn't seen a doctor in time. Here's Regina Vaidyanathan.
An internal review has revealed that 64,000 patients never got an appointment after requesting one, and an additional 57,000 waited more than 3 months to be seen. The report also showed that staff scheduling visits faked appointment times to meet performance goals, covering up the true scale of the problems. At the end of last month, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Eric Shinseki, resigned after reports of problems initially emerged.
The International Criminal Court has confirmed that it's filed charges against the Congolese former rebel leader Bosco Ntaganda. Judges at the court unanimously confirmed 18 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity, including rape, sexual slavery and conscription of child soldiers. General Ntaganda, who's been held at the court for more than a year, denies the charges. More than 100 rescuers from Germany, Italy, Switzerland and Austria are working to bring out an injured man stuck inside one of the most complicated cave systems in Europe. The 52-year-old man was hurt by falling rocks nearly 1,000 metres below ground while exploring the Resending Cave in the German Alps close to the Austrian border. So difficult are the climbing conditions underground that it took one of his companions 12 hours to reach the surface and raise the alarm. Those are the latest stories from BBC News.